Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have two special guests. We have Rotarian Carl Downton and Rosemary Joyce, and they're going to talk to us about something really special, the blessing of the animals.
Well, let's say hello to Rosemary Joyce. Good morning, Rosemary. Mary?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. And Rotarian and old-time friend Carl Downton. How are you, Carl?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Yeah. So tell us, Rosemary, what is the blessing of the animals all about?
Certainly, I'd be pleased to. For 109 years, we have been celebrating in the United States the Blessing of the Animals and Be Kind to Animals Week. This was started by American Humane, and the first week of May is their traditional week for this event. Everybody celebrates Be Kind to Animals Week differently. This year, on the 18th of May, Third Lutheran Church in Rhinebeck, New York, is taking this national story to a local level. We will have two phases to our blessing of the animals. The first phase is the Pet Tree of Remembrance, where people can even now send in items that get put on this tree that commemorate pets that have passed.
How sweet that is. That's very sweet.
I know.
Nice. A woman from Florida actually sent me a chicken in memory of her chicken, Greta, that passed away.
Okay.
With a note. And it said, "Thank you for recognizing my face." Very few people know that chickens can recognize 100 faces.
Is that
and
right?
I'm so pleased mine was one of yours, Greta.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that lovely?
That is sweet.
So these items can be a leash, a collar, a dog bowl, a pet toy. One of the kids gave me a wood snake. If you remember when you were a kid, you had those jointed little snakes.
Right, yeah.
Plus his snake had passed away. So that's ongoing. And the tree will, of course, be up for the 18th of May when we do the actual hands-on blessing of individual pets.
Rosemary, how about photographs of a favorite pet?
Oh. Yes, photographs, paw prints, anything you can think of that would endear you to your pet and let you honor them, even though they've passed away.
Yeah, because I have little like ornaments with a picture of my yellow lab in there. And
lovely.
Then my grandchildren, we made a little paw print to put an ornament to on the tree for our dogs. So yeah, those are just special, you know, and every year we take them out and put them on the tree and, you know, our Christmas tree.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Rosemary Joyce, where should people drop these things off?
Yes.
They can do it in one of several ways. If it's something like the paw print or the photos, they can mail them right to Third Lutheran Church. If it's something you want to physically bring to the church, there's a magenta box by our mailbox, and you can just put it in there. So there's just many ways of doing it. Or the day of the event, you can bring it and put it on the tree yourself.
All right. And we'll talk about the day of event in just a moment. But do you have the address of the Third Lutheran Church for folks who might want to send it or drop it off? And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guests, Rosemary Joyce and Carl Downton, repeat that in the next portion of the program. What's the address, Rosemary?
31 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Why don't you repeat that, Rosemary, please?
Yeah. 31 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Rosemary, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Just because I know what the Lions here do in Pleasant Valley every Christmas. Did they get the idea of their memory tree that they do from the Humane Week, you know, you have the memory tree for your animals?
Right.
I was wondering if they got that idea for the memory tree that they do, because they take names of people who have been passed and they put them in the newspaper so that everybody in a shape of a tree so that
lovely.
Everybody. And I was wondering when you talk about your tree, I was wondering if the Lions got that idea from the blessing of the animals, you know.
I don't know. I can tell you that they have a tree at Christmas time in Central Park. That's a live tree that mm-hmm. people come and put tributes on, and that tree stays up all year.
Oh, okay.
But what's interesting is they don't tell you where the tree is. You have to discover it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actually a tour that will meet and take you to that secret location.
Right.
That's something I didn't know either. Okay.
Yeah. And Rotarian Carl Dowden, what's your part in this?
My part, I'm just a member of Third Lutheran Church and a supporter of Rosemary and the Blessing of the Animals event.
And Carl, you're a member of which Rotary Club?
I'm a member of the Red Hook Rotary Club in Red Hook, New York.
What a remarkable coincidence. So am I. Carl and I have known each other for decades. In fact, our kids, our girls, who are now mothers and adults on their own, used to dance together in the Michelle Ripple's dance school. And how long have you been a Rotarian? Because and Carl has the distinction now of being, I think, our longest serving member.
In a few months, it'll be 45 years.
45.
You wouldn't believe it because he only looks 45.
Yeah, there you go. And when was your club chartered?
In 1955.
Yeah.
Okay.
55. Yeah.
Wow. So
right.
He is.
We're going to find out more about why Carl thinks it's great to be a Rotarian. But getting back to Rosemary Joyce and the Blessings of the Animals. So the event takes place what day, Rosemary?
May 18th. Starts
That's a Saturday.
At noon.
Right.
It's a Saturday. And it's with a rain date of the 19th. Trust me, I don't want to use it.
Yes.
I'm looking for Carl to make sure we have good weather.
Well, if anyone can do it, Carl can. And it's not just going to be your minister, blessing the animals. There's a whole bunch of events taking place. Tell us about a few of those in the minute or two we have left before the commercials.
Well, the interesting part is people are used to the blessing at St. John the Divine, where everybody comes in the church and it's a group blessing.
Uh-huh.
This is a one-on-one hand blessing that Dr. James Miller does. You walk up with your pet and he blesses the pet. He talks to you. He blesses you. And then you can go and look at what we have on the Great Lawn, which is the exhibitors. Hope Farm is bringing a trailer with the farm animals they rescue. And along with that, there are caregivers for the animals who are special needs people. Pant deals with feral cat colonies. They will be there with adoptable cats. Everybody that's participating is bringing their ambassador animal.
And we're going to find out more about this great event, The Blessing of the Animals, coming up on May 18th, right after Kathy Kruger tells us who blesses us by being our sponsors this week.
Yes, we are truly blessed. We are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Tree Bit Etsy, and the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with our two terrific guests, Rosemary Joyce and Carl Dowden, right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treeb on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreeb. That's Art by Treeb on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
The Mark Foundation invites you to this year's luncheon honoring Kelly Langard, Making Her Mark with Unshattered, which employs those recovering from substance abuse. Tickets are available at mark-foundation.com. They are $100 for the May 16th event at Restaurant 6. All proceeds support the crucial work of helping improving the path to recovery from alcohol and drug abuse in the Mid-Hudson region.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask us who we are, We tell them we're problem solvers, opportunity creators, community builders, and change makers. We are Rotary. Around the world, our network of 1.4 million neighbors, friends, and leaders volunteer their skills, expertise, and resources to solve issues and address community needs. We are people of action. Join us, and together, we can make an even greater impact. Find out how you can get involved at rotary.org/action.
Was the Cambridge Singers, the City of London Sinfonia, singing All Things Bright and Beautiful, All Creatures Great and Small. And we're going to learn from our two terrific guests about the blessing of all creatures great and small, because the Lord God made them all, as the song says. Yeah. As Kathy introduced our guests again. Take it away, Kathy.
Oh, yeah. We are so happy to have Rotarian Carl Dowden and Rosemary Joyce talking about the blessing of the animals that everybody needs to go to who has a little furry friend they love.
Fabulous.
So, Carl, welcome back to the second portion of Radio Rotary.
Hello, Jonah. Hello,
Hi
Kathy.
There. And
Hi.
Rosemary, welcome back.
Thank you. Yes.
So, Rosemary, for those who may have tuned in late, remind us, what is the Blessing of the Animals this year?
Blessing of the Animals is an event in Rhinebeck, New York on May 18th, starting at noon, where people can do two things. They can bring their individual pets for a hands-on, one-on-one blessing with Pastor Jim Miller. And they can also walk around and visit the exhibitors who will be out on the Great Lawn with their individual ambassador animals.
And just tell us who some of these exhibitors are.
Absolutely. Everybody, I think, knows about Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl that was died in Central Park over the, who died running into a building in Manhattan.
Right. Oh.
Well, we have a Dr. Laura Jarosky and Lazarus. Lazarus will be there. He is a seven-year-old Eurasian eagle owl. She has had him since he's 10 days old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And they will be representing the raptor section. Kids can come and interact with Lazarus. They can do photographs. It's spectacular. He has an over 6-foot wingspan.
Wow.
Wow.
And it brings attention to the fact that we need more laws and human intervention to protect birds of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not just animals. This is also environmental, where people can learn how to protect the planet and all earthlings and respect all earthlings from their backyards, basically. So she'll be there. The Ridge School is a special school dealing with autism. They have a mascot named Shiloh. He's a specially trained autism dog, and he will be there for belly rubs and to reach out into the community and have any questions answered about what they do and about autism in general. Hope Farm Animal Rescue, again, rescues farm animals, giving them a place to heal and thrive. And part of the caretakers are special people, adults and children, who are on the spectrum or just need a little quiet time to be involved with a good project.
Right.
And Blind Dog Rescue Alliance is sending Hazel with her owner. Hazel is a blind chihuahua, blind from birth.
Right.
And their mission is to say, hey, even a dog with a handicap like blindness can have a wonderful, loving life and can be a wonderful companion. So it's just a few of them.
And then Carl, go ahead,
canine,
Kathy.
Too, don't you?
The police canine dog?
The police canine?
We do.
Yes.
And we don't know what that animal will be yet and who the team member will be until right before the event, because we don't know where animals are going to be deployed to work.
Right.
So when that van, though, shows up, it's amazing because the dog is very excited and they come like bounding out and everybody is like, wow, who's coming from the canine unit today? And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, Carl, this is taking place at what church?
This is taking place at Third Lutheran Church in Rhinebeck, New York. And that's at 31 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck.
And it's going to be Saturday, May 18th from noon to 4. Rain date Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 5. And I presume that Pastor Miller will be happy to bless any animals, no matter what the breed, what kind of animal it is, and all denominations of owners, right?
That's correct. Yes.
And then I think it's important that you mention too, there is no charge for this lovely event, correct?
Everything is free, including Countryside Animal Hospital on 9G in Statsburg is manning a free Ask the Vet table.
Oh, wow.
So
it's amazing. Their vets will be there. You can come up and ask any kind of questions about maintaining your pet's health. If you have a situation with your pet, you can consult with them on that. It's really quite wonderful. And one of their clients called PANT, which focuses on feral cat populations in communities, will be there with a cage that they normally have at Countryside, but they're moving over for the event, which will have pussycats for adoption.
Oh, how sweet.
That Terrific. Is sweet, yeah.
Now, you mentioned, Rosemary, this goes back 109 years nationally, but how long has it been happening here at the Third Lutheran Church in Rhinebeck?
This is our second year.
Second. Okay. Terrific.
And last year we had a lovely turnout, and this year it's just getting bigger. It's wonderful. We did not do the pet remembrance tree last year, though. That's
right.
A new feature.
And we'll talk about the pet remembrance tree in just a moment, but I'd like to ask Carl Dowden to put on his Rotarian hat. Carl, you usually chair our Citizens of the Year dinner, which is always a person, not a pet, all right?
You might have to change that now.
Well, yeah, it's true. So tell us about the Citizen of the Year dinner and what's going to be happening this year.
Citizen of the Year dinner is an event that the Red Hook Rotary Club has been sponsoring about 24 years now. And we honor somebody in the Red Hook community who has gone above and beyond and done something that was very helpful, useful to the community. The event usually is, we don't have a specific date right now, but it's the end of October, beginning November. It's a dinner event, and we honor the person who we think has contributed a lot to the community.
Right, nominations will be?
Nominations, yes, perfect. That's what I was gonna ask, great minds.
Okay.
Nominations are actually open now. I have to update the nomination form, but it's only the year that I update, so the form is the same. But if you go to Red Hook Rotary, redhookrotaryclub.com or .org, and you can get a nomination form there.
That's redhookrotaryclub.org, and you'll also find out about Apple Blossom Day that we're sponsoring, which is coming up the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. Get that last-minute gift for Mom. There'll be a lot of exhibitors there. We'll talk more about that with Carl Dowden after these important messages, when we also will come back and talk more to Rosemary about blessing the animals. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time.
It's apple blossom time in Red Hook.
Red Hook Rotary's Apple Blossom Festival is Saturday, May 11th.
Fun for the whole family. Free parking and free admission. Great food and great craft vendors.
Get that last minute gift for Mother's Day.
It's Red Hook Rotary's Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 11th in the heart of Red Hook, New York. Be there.
Apple Blossom Time.
There's nearly 678,290,000 kids under 5 around the world. But what's so important about being 5? Well, children who live to age 5 are twice as likely to reach adulthood. That's why vaccines matter so much. For 40 years, Rotary and partners have delivered vaccines globally, like here and even here, in your neighborhood and around the world. Rotary is ensuring children grow up safe from preventable diseases.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboisa. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger. And she's going to reintroduce our guest, Kathy. Who do we have this week?
We are lucky. We have Rotarian Carl Dowden, who I've known for many years, and Rosemary Joyce, who is a sweet, sweet woman, who's been telling us about the blessing of the animals, which sounds like a lovely, lovely day for everyone and our lovely, you know, furry friends.
Exactly. So, Rosemary, for everyone who's got their pencil and paper ready to write it down, give us all the details again about the blessing of the animals coming up on Saturday, May 18th.
It's happening in two phases. Phase one is the pet remembrance tree, and that's happening right now. People can mail in or bring to the church an item and tribute to their pet that has passed away. The physical tree will be set up on May 5th in front of the church. So then people can come and put the item on the tree itself. And this could be a paw print. This could be a photograph. It could be a favorite toy of your pet that's passed. Whatever you feel best represents your relationship with them. And there's a saying, pets are not our whole life, but they make our lives whole. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we forget that it's okay to mourn our pets. And part of the motivation for this tree, John Stewart, who's the host of The Daily Show, mm-hmm. had a puppy dog named Dipper. It was a mixed breed brindled pit with three legs. They acquired it as a puppy because they went to an event where they were bringing baked goods. And the shelter put this puppy in their hands. And, of course, it wound up being adopted. And at the end of one of his shows in March, he shared with the listening and the viewing audience that Dipper had died. Mm-hmm. And he literally sat on the show and cried. And he said, I want you to know it's okay to cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what we're allowing people to do is to open up and say, I miss you. You were an important part of my life. And in tribute, I want this to be on the tree.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's
sweet.
What the tree is about.
Rosemary, when we moved here in 88, we got this beautiful golden retriever Irish setter mixed dog who was my kids. I mean, she was definitely a part of the family. We got her from a shelter. To this day, I still find in our yard shoes, stuffed animals, all kinds of little toys that she buried under trees.
No kidding. You know,
And I swear to God, she did that so that I would never forget her. I mean, she would take our children's shoes and stuffed animals and bury them. And I'm still finding them when I'm doing yard work to this day.
So Rotarian Carl Dowden, for those who want to bring a piece of remembrance for, of their beloved pets for the remembrance tree, who want to come to the event on May 18th, noon to 4, or the rain date, Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 5. What is the address of the church?
It's Third Lutheran Church. And it's at 31 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck, New York. And if they have something they can mail for the remembrance tree, they can mail it to that address, 31 Livingston Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
If folks at home get a pencil and paper, be sure our great guests, Rosemary Joyce and Carl Dowden, repeat that before the end of the show. Kathy!
And Rosemary, I know you have this lovely press release that's going to come out or has come out already. There are also raffle prizes that have been donated, correct?
Yes, and we have been blessed with such graciousness from different community companies. Harney and Sons, the Tea House, has given a $50 gift certificate. Adams Fairacre Farms, $75 gift certificate. The Emporium Limited out of Manhattan has given a vintage Alice in Wonderland doll and a beautiful teapot that is, it looks like a bulldog with a British collar on it.
Okay.
And all of that will be one raffle gift. It'll be one prize. We're not splitting them up. So, and it's all called It's a Party. So it could be a party like you're thinking, or it could be Alice in Wonderland's tea party. Mm-hmm. And Alice will be there to help you celebrate it. So I'm very thrilled about this cooperation.
Now, you do have some rules about safety during this great event, the Blessing of the Animals at the Third Lutheran Church in Rhinebeck. Coming up on 31 Livingston Street on Saturday, May 18th, noon to 4, or the rain date of Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 5. I guess if your pet is a goldfish, they'll appreciate the rain date. But you do have some safety rules. You want to tell us about that, Rosemary?
Yes. All the laws that would be part of the Village of Rhinebeck's normal daily activities are to be enforced. We will be supplying poop scooper bags if you forget to bring yours.
Right.
But everybody has to be properly contained and or leashed or whatever would be required for you to have a safe day with your animal. And here's something interesting. Because of the presence of a lot of dogs, we cannot have llamas or alpacas represented.
Right.
Well, why is that?
They are enemies.
Yes, they are.
The alpacas and the llamas get very upset.
I never knew that.
Dogs nearby.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, we have an alpaca farm here in Pleasant Valley. And so, we have to be really careful not to bring dogs to that farm. Yeah.
You learn something new every day. Carl Dowden, speaking of events where you can bring your pets, we have Apple Blossom Day coming up on the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend, which is May 11th in the Village of Red Hook. So from 10 to 4. And Carl, how long has the Rotary Club been sponsoring Apple Blossom Day?
I believe the Rotary Club the Red Hook Rotary has sponsored Apple Blossom Day for almost 20 years now.
Wow. Right. And it's a great community day, folks. Mark your calendars. May 11th, the Saturday before Mother's Day, which is the next day. Get that last minute gift for mom.
There you go.
Bring your animals on a leash, all right? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be all sorts of vendors, food trucks. You'll have a great time. But you even have a more fun time the following weekend on May 18th, noon to 4 at the Third Evangelical Lutheran Church, 31 Livingston Street, Rhinebeck, New York, for the remembrance of the animals. And in the minute we have left, Rosemary and Carl, invite everybody to come.
Absolutely. You do not have to have a pet to come to this event. The kids will enjoy it, independent of having a pet, but you never know, you might leave with one. So please do come. This is a community interactive event. All people are welcome, and spend an hour, spend a minute, whatever, just walk through and enjoy the people that serve your community on charity levels.
Well, Rotarian Carl Dowden and Rosemary Joyce, thank you for sponsoring this great event, The Blessing of the Animals, May 18th, noon to 4 at the Lutheran Church on 31 Livingston Street. And thanks so much for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Yes, thank you both.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. And yes. Kathy, you guys, it's a pleasure of sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
We are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Walk Hill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, radiorotary.org. Thank you, Randy. That's a wrap.